Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries of the Quran. Today we will examine a very important fact about the word of Allah in the Quran, which is a great evidence that the Quran cannot be the word of God. Not because I'm using some scales of measuring from biblical beliefs, that is Old Testament or New Testament, but because I'm simply using the word of Allah in the Quran to examine that very important verse of the Quran, which is Quran chapter 13 and verse 39. But before we read Quran chapter 13 and verse 39, let us read three important verses. That is in Quran chapter 6, verse 34 and verse 115, and Quran chapter 18 and verse 27, to learn about what Allah said about His words. That is the word of Allah, the Quran. In Quran chapter 6 and verse 34, we read, "And indeed, messengers before you, and you here is Muhammad, were denied. So they were patient on being denied, and they were harmed until our victory came to them." Listen carefully now. This is the most important portion of that verse. That is when Allah said, "And no one can change the words of Allah." No one can change the words of Allah. In the same chapter, that is Quran chapter 6 and verse 115, we read the following verse. "And the word of your Lord has been completed." We're talking about the Quran here. "In truth and fairness. And there is no one to change his words." That is the important portion of that verse, which is once again, "And there is no one to change his words. And he is the hearing, the knowing." Finally, I'd like to read to you Quran chapter 18 and verse 27. "For there we read, and recite what had been revealed to you." We're talking about the Quran itself. "From the book of your Lord." No one can change his words. Once again, Allah said in that verse, no one can change his words. And you will not find a refuge other than him. So what do we learn from these three verses? Quran 6:34 and Quran 6:115 and Quran 18 verse 27. The message is very simple. No one can change the word of Allah. Because if Allah is God, His word is established. It is done. Especially when we know, as Muslims claim, that the entire Quran was written on the guarded board 50,000 years before the creation. So if the Quran is already written, I'm talking about every word of every man and every person has spoken through the life of humanity, beginning from Adam all the way until Muhammad, even the words of the angels and Satan and his demons and the jinn was already written in the original Quran. All those creatures were just simply going by the script that was written in the scenario book of life, which is the book of the Quran. So if that is the case, then no one can change the word of Allah. It was written before Moses said. It was written before Noah said. It was written before Abraham said. It was written before Pharaoh said. It was written before Jesus said. It was written before any person ever spoke. Whatever creature said in the Quran, it was already written by Allah Almighty, which is the word of Allah. So how can anyone change the word of Allah? So the conclusion is, if the Quran is the word of Allah, no one can change the word of Allah. By the way, this is not a new message. This is simply plagiarism of what our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ said in the book of Matthew, chapter 5 and verse 18. That is when our Lord said, "For Assuredly, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Now let us go together to that which is written in Quran chapter 13 and verse 39. And before we even read that verse, let me read to you the bold statements which I have written in my translation to know what this verse is all about. Allah has a right to erase His words, even though the original copy of the Quran is with Allah. And that is a great contradiction, especially to that which is written in Quran chapter 15 and verse 9, as we will be reading later. Here is the word of Allah in Quran 13 and 39. Allah erases what He wills and confirms, and with Him is the mother of the book. He meant the original copy of the Quran, the master copy, the one which I told you it was written 50,000 years before the creation. Now, let me read to you some other translation to the same verse by Muslim scholars. For example, Kahin said, Allah blots out what He wills and confirms. And then he put between bracket what He wills. And with Him, he meant Allah, is the mother of the book. Maulana, in his translation, wrote, Allah effaces what He pleases and establishes between brackets what He pleases. And with Him is the basis of the book. Baqtallah said, Allah effaces what He will and establishes between brackets what He will. And with Him is the source of ordinance. Rashad translated the same verse by saying, God erases whatever He wills and fixes between brackets whatever He wills. With Him is the original master record. Sauer, on the other hand, said, for every event, God has ordained His decree. God establishes or effaces whatever He wants, and with Him is the original of the book. Shakir stated, Allah makes to pass away and establishes what He pleases, and with Him is the basis of the book. Sir Ali said, Allah effaces and establishes what He wills, and with Him is the source of all commandments. Finally, Yusuf Ali stated, Allah doth blot out or confirm what He pleases. With Him is the mother of the book. So what this verse is all about? And why those translators of the Quran went in circles to say the same verse in the Arabic language as they translated to English with many different words? Once again, let me remind you that my translation was the only accurate translation. For it says, Allah erases what He wills and confirms, and with Him is the mother of the book. Allah erases what and confirm what? That is what we have to investigate by so-called Muslim scholars. I love it how after quoting the verse, all Muslim scholars got to disagree about what Allah actually meant by that. What is Allah is talking about erasing or confirming? So, for example, some Muslim scholars, as stated by Sa'id ibn Jabir and Ibn Abbas, stated that Allah removed or establish different affairs of His servants so He can change the circumstances of His believers except the hardship and the happiness, for they are not to be changed. Don't forget now what we talked about in our previous broadcast, that before the baby have the life inside the mother womb, that is at the age of 120 days, the angel of the womb will write down the happiness and the hardships or whatever conditions that baby will go through in his life. That's why Muslim scholars will tell you, since this was already established at the time of conception, then Allah cannot change that. But Allah will change everything else. On the other hand, Ali ibn Sahl said that Sana Yazid said that Ahmad said, Abu Ahmad said, Sufyan said, and that is the rest of the long names of different people, those who we know for sure, whatever they're going to say, make it 100% true. We got the lineages of the people who went all the way until you get to Ibn Abbas, once again, the cousin of Muhammad, stating that it is Allah removed and established from his servants, from his people, everything except the hardship and the happiness, the death and the life. Which means if somebody Allah ordained for him or her that they will die at the age of 50 or the age of 100, that's exactly what we're going to be. Allah's not going to change his mind about the time of death or the length of life.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
We move on to a different opinion, this time by Sanaa Sufyan, who stated that Mansur said that Mujahid said, once again, we go to a bunch of names that what Allah meant by that verse is that Allah would bring everything down to people, to his servant, on the night of fate. So Allah will remove from that which is given on the night of fate from his servants, that is like their ages, their provisions, and whatever he will be giving them, except the hardship and the happiness. They are not to be changed. You see what's happening here? In one place they said that he cannot change the time of their living. Another thing, no, yes, he can change how long will people live. So, which interpretation is the accurate interpretation? But don't worry, we got another interpretation by other Muslim scholars. That Allah will remove and establish all that which is written in all the books, except the mother of the book, which nothing can be changed in it. That was stated by Sana al-Hajjaj, Sana Hamada, Sulaiman al-Taymi, Akrama, and Ibn Abbas. And notice here, the same name, Ibn Abbas, always shows up in the end of the saying of these wonderful people who prove to us that's exactly what Muhammad taught the Muslims, and that's exactly what Muslims believe. So I'm sorry, if you're quoting for me Ibn Abbas, who is the first cousin of Muhammad, said all these different opinions, how do I know in the world that Ibn Abbas even telling any truth? Which information we receive from Ibn Abbas is accurate? So Ibn Abbas continued to say that Allah erases what he wills and confirms, and with him, the mother of the book actually is talking about two separate books. Excuse me, what? Yes, indeed, two separate books. One book, he can change whatever he want to change in it by confirming or erasing. But Allah also has the mother of the book, which no information in it can be changed. Notice, so far we know that Allah will not change the condition of his servants. That is, if they are happy or if they are miserable. But now let us look at another opinion about how this actually works in the Muslim scholars' writings. For others said, Allah can confirm anything he wants or erase everything he wants. For example, Abu Karib said that Sana'a Sam said that Al-Amash said that his brother used to say, notice now, what is the brother's prayer? He used to pray, O Allah, if you have written us among the one with the hardship, so erase that and write us with the happy ones. And if you have written us with the happy ones, please confirm that. Surely you can erase what you will and confirm what you will, and with you, the mother of the book. So now we see a complete different interpretation. Even though everybody so far is talking about, yes, Allah can change the condition of the people, except in the happiness and the hardships situation. No. Even the happiness and the hardship can be changed because Allah can do whatever he wants. Umar ibn Khattab, who is the second Khalifa after Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, used to circle around the house, they meant the Kaaba. And he used to weep as he prayed to Allah and said, O Allah, if you have written for us hardship or written for us sins, so erase it. For you can erase whatever you will and you can confirm. And with you, the mother of the book. So make it happiness and forgiveness. Another interpretation given by Ibn Abbas. Once again, here we go. The first cousin of Muhammad gave us all these opinions, and you just have to pick up and choose which one you like. He said the interpretation of that verse actually is that if a man live in obedience to Allah many years, then he return to living in disobedience and he die as a sinful man. So Allah is the one who erases or confirms. For the man will work with the disobedience of Allah, but he did good before he died while he was living in obedience to Allah. So Allah is the one who confirms, which means, well, Allah can do whatever he wants. If Allah want to erase all the sin of the man who died while he was living in sin because of the good thing which he did before, Allah can do whatever he wants. So I can go on and on. Trust me. I got another 40 opinions to share with you by all these wonderful so-called Muslim scholars. But what actually this verse is talking about? Is this verse talking about the future of the people on earth? The fate of men who are praying to Allah that may Allah change whatever was written or prescribed for them in this world so that they may have a happy life, longer life, healthy life, blessed life, or maybe even Allah forgive whatever sins they committed? No, that's not what the verse is talking about. So what the verse is talking about? The verse is talking about Allah changing his words. This is what we call the doctrine of abrogation. We're not talking about the future of people in this world or for eternity. We're talking about the words of Allah, the Quran itself. Allah can take out of the Quran whatever he will or confirm whatever he will in the Quran. This is a very dangerous doctrine in Islam. Don't forget, we already read to you from the Quran that none can change the word of Allah. But here is a verse in the Quran where we know that actually Allah can change the word of Allah, which means the Quran can no longer be called the word of God. And that is what is written by Abdullah ibn Salih, who said that Sani Ma'awiyah, who said that Ali, who said that Ibn Abbas. Notice, once again, we go back to Ibn Abbas, the first cousin of Muhammad. They stated that Allah erases what he wills and confirms and with him the mother of the book. That verse is talking about the doctrine of abrogation. That is, Allah changing his mind about his judgment in his book. In Allah yansukh ma yasha min ahkam kitabih. That is what is written in the pages of the Quran. Once again, Ibn Abbas said, yamhu Allah ma yasha min al-Quran. Allah will erase whatever he wills from the Quran. يُبَدِّلَ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ فَيَنْسَخُهُ وَيُثَبِّتْ مَا يَشَاءُ فَلَا يُبَدِّلُهُ. Once again, in English, Allah will exchange whatever he wills from his Quran, so he will remove it, erase it, or replace it. And he also can confirm whatever he wills from his book, meaning the Holy Quran. What about the mother of the book? Yes, Allah has the mother of the book in heaven. But which part Allah changed on the book we have here in this world, the book which He gave to Muhammad, match that which is written in the original Quran, the one which was written 50,000 years before creation? Well, only Allah knows. The same scholars actually quote for us very important verse in the Quran. That is Quran chapter 2 and verse 106. Listen to the word of Allah. Whatever verse we abrogate or cause it to be forgotten, we bring a better verse than it or like it. Do you not know that Allah has might over all things? Oh yes, indeed, my dear friends. Allah has power over all things, including the power of changing His words. Therefore, we have to come to the conclusion that the Quran cannot be the word of God. What about what Allah stated in Quran chapter 15, verse 9? Here is the word of Allah. Surely we have sent down the reminder, and surely we will be its keeper or its guardian, as some other translator use the word. Who sent the Quran? Allah. Who will protect the Quran from any change? Allah. So how can Allah be the keeper, the watcher over His Quran, and in the same time He Himself is changing His words in the Quran? My dear friends, there are plenty of evidence throughout the Quran from which we know that the Quran cannot be the word of God. If the Quran is the word of God, it should never change. But we have plenty of contradiction in the Quran. In the commands of God, Allah and Muhammad change their mind about how Muslims ought to live or what Muslims ought to believe depend on the circumstances. And that is, once again, a great evidence that the Quran cannot be the word of God. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.